Hello and welcome to the UNC Kidney Center podcast. I'm Dr. Ron Falk, director of the Kidney Center, and I'm here today with two remarkable people, Smith Doss and Claude Meunier. Smith and Claude, who are a married couple, are generous supporters of the Raven Rock Ramble. This 100-mile bike ride promotes awareness of organ donation and benefits the UNC Kidney Center. This event has remarkably raised over $198,000 towards kidney health and awareness, and this year the event takes place on Sunday, May 1st. I have many things to tell you about Smith and Claude. They're not only corporate-level sponsors of the event, they're volunteers, participates in the bike ride each year. And before I officially introduce Smith and Claude, you need to know that Claude Meunier hails from a beautiful place in Normandy. And if you have ever seen the movie The Longest Day, you should know that Claude Meunier's family has a interesting relationship with that movie, and we'll get to that as we move along. But welcome, Smith and Claude.
Thank you.
The sponsor of this, or the organizer of the Raven Rock Ramble, is a guy by the name of David Cole, and he has been organizing it and running it for some time, really ever since 2002. And you've both known, I gather, David well before them.
Yes.
Tell me about David. What do you know about him, and what do you know about the event, which you sponsor and do so much?
Well, I met Dave, I guess, in probably 1982, so I've known him a long time also. I met him through work. He was working with my brother at the time, so I met him there. And then over the years, we ended up riding different bicycle events, and through the local bicycle club, we met and ridden different events together and all that. So that's kind of my foundation of where I know him.
So you both are bike riding humans.
Yes. We actually ride tandem bikes together. So bicycles built for two.
There's a song about bicycles.
Yes.
For two.
Yes.
Do you sing that as you're going down the road?
No, because he's a terrible singer.
Thank you. The truth hurts.
So you've been riding together then for a long time.
Yeah.
I presume you ride in a way that you can make sure, Claude, that Smith does everything you tell him to do.
That's absolutely right. Because I usually stick the bike map on his back, and so I tell him, left here, right there, left here. But he does the steering.
So before we talk more about the Raven Rock Ramble, tell me about riding a tandem bike.
So my grandfather was a marathon runner, and one of his buddies who ran marathons with him also was married and had a wife who did not know how to ride a bike, and they rode a tandem bike. And when I was a kid growing up, we would sometimes meet that couple, and I noticed that they were in their 70s and still having a blast, and I was thinking, I want to be like that when I'm old. And so when I met Smith and he was riding bikes, I proposed that we should try a tandem bike, and our first try was a terrible failure because I did not know what to do.
What actually happened? Did you guys just crash, or did you yell at each other the whole time?
No, we started from his parents' home in Wilmington, North Carolina, and we went on a ride. We finished, and Smith was wiped out, and I was like, this is great. And the next day, we go on a ride again just to make sure that we figured it out. And as we leave his parents' house, he said, can you give it a kick? And the bike just took off. And he said, where were you yesterday? And I was like, with the traffic, I didn't know what to do. So thank goodness for the second ride, because it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. And so you ride this tandem bike in the Raven Rock Ramble.
Yes, we do.
And how does that work there? Are you the only tandem bike rider?
Not the only, but normally there's like 600 participants, and there's probably maybe four or five tandems there. I mean, well, last year we invited some friends of ours from Massachusetts to come down on tandem. They rode it with us, so we did 100 miles together with them last year. So
do the tandem bike riders stick together in this Raven Rock Ramble, or are you just riding away with all the other...
No, I think they ride with other people that go at their pace. So last year, I think we were with the second group, and each tandem found another group of people that was riding at a pace that was comfortable for them. So no, we did not. We only stuck with our friends from Massachusetts, and the others did their own thing.
And you just blew them away.
In that case, we did. But sometimes
it's the other way around.
Right.
So the various stages in this race and others, there's a group that must go out very fast.
Yes.
There's a group that I would probably be in, which would be sort of in the very back. But how does that work?
So usually what happens at Raven Rock, before the ride starts, the typical announcements and also the talk about typical bike ride is how the roads are marked. All the turns are marked with paint on the road. And depending on your distance, they're different colored. So, you know, if I'm doing 100 miles, they're probably white. If they're doing like the 60 mile, or it's probably yellow or some other color. So he kind of goes over that. Then usually the people who want to ride hard and fast are usually near the beginning. And so as soon as he says go, they go. And it can be fairly fast to start with, to try to get to a group that's big enough to have fun with, but not too big that it's dangerous. And also you like to try to get people with about the same skill level you are and all that, just to make it safe for everyone.
But a tandem bike must require a different skill set than somebody riding by themselves.
There's some more coordination between the two. But it's sort of like a big car and a little car. Basically driving them, they're kind of the same. Okay, in a bigger car, you need to make sure you have a little more room when you make a turn or something, because it's a little longer than a little sports car. And like a big truck is a little slower in getting started up a hill or something. But generally, they're kind of the same. They float a little bit different when you're near a single bike. So you have to be careful not to run over them going down the hill or that type of nature.
Yeah, and there are people that like to ride in groups at the Raven Rock Ramble and others that do not. So this would not be the right to improvise yourself in trying to ride with a group if you've never done it before, because there are groups that ride at a very spirited pace. So, yes.
This is an event that they're repeat riders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think a lot of repeat riders.
We've done it
every year.
Every year. We've only missed one.
One, right.
Yes.
What makes this ride so special?
Dave does a very... So the time of year makes the weather very pleasant, and Dave and the volunteers do a super job in making the riders feel welcome. They have rest stops at regular intervals so you can get fluids. Like on a hot day, it's super important. And good snacks. And they do a good job at marking the roads. So there's a big community effort that makes it a super friendly event.
Also, a lot of the rest stops, they end up having homemade food. Like they have homemade cookies or cereal bars that are homemade versus being the store-bought things, and that nature makes it nice. And the other good thing is when you come back after you've finished your ride, whichever distance you do, they have lunch. So usually it's burritos or sandwiches and stuff like that. But the nice thing is it's in a shelter at the park, and you get a good chance to reminisce the ride with the people you rode with or the people you saw and hadn't had a chance to talk. You get a chance to talk. And there are several people we see mainly once or twice a year at events like this that we see and we talk to. So that's really what makes it nice to us.
Why do you do century rides, the 100 miles? Just
because we can.
Because you can.
And there's something, the teamwork on the tandem is something you can't emulate anywhere else. But it's also, those events, if you are an endorphin junkie, I guess, you know, there's something to say for those long endurance events that are really fun.
Right.
And the challenge of saying I can do it.
You not only ride in this race, you are sponsors of it. Why? Lots of races.
Yeah, we lost a friend to cystic fibrosis about 20 years ago. And he was a co-worker of Smith. And in his memory, people organized a golf tournament, and we sponsored it. And at the time when Dave got his transplant and started Raven Rock a few years after that, and when Dave started the ride, we looked at each other and said, you know what, we can't care less about golf, so we sponsor in memory of our friend, but here we can help somebody who's alive, helping people that are afflicted with the same condition, and it's something we like to do. So why don't we both volunteer and sponsor, because we care and it's going to be good for the community.
So David did have a kidney transplant. He's done unbelievably well with it. As a transplant patient, he's participated in the transplant Olympic Games when they were going on and rides constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he likes his bike.
Yes, he does.
Yes. But you know, for most of us, riding is also part of our balance in life and how we handle and relieve stress. So it's really an important balance in your life about how you get to be healthy, stay energetic, and yeah, it's part of a whole outlook on life.
And the nice thing about these longer events, you also get, I'll say, that good healthy fatigue in yourself. So it's easier, other than getting rid of the stress, it also makes you relax easier than when you sleep, you can sleep then instead of being as restless and all that.
I'm sure that's true. The other very nice part about the Raven Rock Ramble is literally 100% of the of the proceeds go to help patients who have kidney issues of one kind or another. So all of the money is directed at the target audience rather than being used for administrative activities.
I know when we first started thinking about sponsoring, when we brought up the idea he was going to do the ride and all this, and so I started asking, okay, where's the money going? What's this going to be used for? You know, kind of figuring out, is it 10% goes to the foundation and other places, or kind of to understand where the money was going? And it was, and you could see the look on David's face was like, okay, it's only $20 or $30 or what it was. Why are you asking me so many questions? Then at the end, I said, okay, the reason I'm asking so many is that we decided we wanted to be a sponsor.
That's wonderful. I can promise you, though, that unlike other places that we generates dollars for one way or the other, as a donor, you always worry that the money's going to go to administrative costs. That there are many examples in the news recently where the majority of the money does not go to the target population. It goes for administrative expenses.
Right.
And the Kidney Center puts literally all of these dollars to work for patients with kidney disease or patients who require kidney transplantation.
Yeah, and we like that aspect that it was also for a local charity or a local initiative that would have a direct impact on folks locally here.
So, Claude, I can't resist. We've talked about the Raven Rock Ramble. We've talked about bicycling. But you hail from Normandy, and coming back to where we started at the beginning, you come from a really interesting town in France.
Mm-hmm.
And you've talked about your grandfather bicycling, so I gather he must have bicycled in Normandy as well.
So my grandfather was a runner. It was his friend who was a bicycle rider, but you're right, when we were kids, we were on bikes all the time, going to school, or when one of my probably fun childhood memories is I'm one of nine and I'm one of the youngest kids in my family, and we had what we call a small cabin at the beach, which was Utah Beach, was 6 miles away from my house. And a little cabin in France was a concrete building with basically a shower, a sink, a toilet, and you go there to change into beach clothes and go. So we'd go there with our picnic, and we were like little ducks, my older brother in the front, my older sister in the back, and we would all go on our bikes. My parents were country veterinarians, and they would let us go spend the day at the beach with my older siblings in charge. We would call when we would arrive at the cabin to say we all made it, and we'd call when we'd leave, and my mom wouldn't be worried. And so those were some of the summer outings we did on our bikes.
Yeah, that'd be a beautiful thing. Tell me the town that you grew up in.
Sainte-Mère-Église.
Which is a...
It was the first village liberated by the GIs on D-Day.
Right.
Yes.
And it was commemorated in a number of different ways. For an American audience, it might have been commemorated because of a movie that had multiple famous actors and actresses, well, actors at the time, The Longest Day.
Yes. Yeah, so part of The Longest Day was some of the scenes were filmed in my grandparents' backyard, because in Sainte-Mère-Église, there was a parachutist that was hung on the church steeple and actually witnessed the carnage that happened on the square place around. And my grandparents had a house at the corner near the center square, and my grandpa, being a veterinarian, had a pretty big house with a greenhouse in the back. And in true life, just as in the movie, a parachutist came through the greenhouse, and so that scene was filmed in my grandparents' backyard. But my grandmother's greatest, the pinnacle of her life, was having cooked dinner for John Wayne. That was a big deal for her.
Yeah, right. probably was a delicious feast.
It was, because she was a really good cook.
But how would you suggest to somebody who'd like to become involved with the Raven Rock Ramble, how do they start?
So if you want to ride, register early. And because there's a variety of courses, if you're not already very fit, you can choose a 10-mile ride or a 30-mile ride, and there's actually 43 miles. So there's different distances with varying degrees of difficulty. If you're not a bike rider, there's many volunteer assignments. So because we like to volunteer, but we also want to do the ride, we actually volunteer before. And now there's, 500 participants in the ride. That's a lot of T-shirts to fold and envelopes to fill. So we're part of the envelope packing committee. So if you want to do that, or because there's a lot of homemade goods that are prepared for snacks, some people contribute and make homemade trail mix and other goodies that the riders do enjoy. So there's many ways to help.
But if you're an amateur, you really are not a bike riding human, but want to try,
yes,
you can get on this 10-mile ride and do it for your kids, even though it's really being done for yourself.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, take your kids as an excuse. That's a perfect excuse to get started.
And how would you give to the Raven Rock Ramble one way or the other? Is it only by participating in the ride, or can you do it in other ways?
He has a couple other ways. He does sell T-shirts and hats that basically everything over the cost comes to UNC Kidney Center. And the other thing is you can also just give money. You can sign up to just give money if you don't want to do the ride and all that too.
I will tell you that the hats and the glasses and the shirts are wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
And they're very good looking. I mean, so much so that there's one design that everybody loves. And actually, that's going to be this year's T-shirt.
Design. Yes.
So that one is so popular that I think Dave repeats it every 2 or 3 years. Thank goodness he doesn't do it every year, because all of us would wear that black T-shirt. But he does cycle it every 2 or 3 years. So by the time he gets old, you're ready to get the new one. So that's perfect.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people sign up just for the T-shirt. There's our people who don't want to ride, but they want the T-shirt. So they
enjoy. I'm one of those.
Okay. And a nice design. And now they've gone to the synthetic material, which is very nice. I like. And I know that my brother-in-law, her sister's husband, loves them, so we end up getting him some each year and send them in France.
Well, thank you both so much for spending time with me today.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure.